When the nation prospers, the nation's paper and steel makers prosper. When steel and paper do well, Duluth does well. And recently, Duluth has been doing very well. Regional economist Richard Lichty says the city's unemployment rate, now bobbing around 4%, is unprecedented in recent times.
Well, Duluth is doing really quite well. We have historical low unemployment over the last 20 or 30 years, really, certainly relative to the early 90s. Our unemployment is higher than the rest of the states. It's higher than the Twin Cities, but it's very low for us.
A recovery in taconite mining and stability in paper production have helped restore the economic base to Duluth and northeast Minnesota. Tradition holds that Duluth's economy is based on the three T's of taconite, timber, and tourism. But Lichty says the base is actually broader than the traditional T's and should include a solid H for healthcare and an E for education. He says those two sectors combined provide the most overall jobs in Duluth.
Health services and education are overrepresented here relative to the state. In other words, they're more important as a percentage of the total industries here than they are in the rest of the state. It's interesting that that when we're out looking for new industries, we don't look to these two industries as much as perhaps we could.
Meanwhile, tourism jobs have blossomed over the decade with new hotels and restaurants, particularly in the popular waterfront Canal Park district. Duluth is also awash in new jobs in retailing. Manufacturing is getting its share as well. Today, Duluth workers might be employed by a high-tech software firm in the city's new technology village, where they might be building airplanes or servicing jetliners in the region's expanding aircraft industry. Aviation is literally taking off, much like this four-passenger SR-20 airplane leaving Cirrus Design's new airplane production plant.
We could have located this company anywhere in the nation, and we chose to be in Duluth.
Bill King is vice president of finance at Cirrus Design. Cirrus moved to Duluth 4 years ago with 24 employees and an idea. The company has just begun producing a general aviation aircraft unlike anything else in the market. Its composite fiber body and full plane parachute have turned heads and drawn orders. More than 400 people work at Cirrus today, with 15 or 20 new hires every week. In a tight labor market, it can be hard to recruit new employees, but King says that hasn't yet been the case here.
What we have found is I think people really like what we have to offer. They really sense that what we're doing is changing the entire industry right here in Duluth, and it's a terribly exciting time, and the growth is exciting.
King says Cirrus Design will have to double the size of its facility within a couple of years, with employment likely nudging 600 workers.
How big can it get? We think it can get huge. It depends on what other airplanes we decide to bring to the market and what volume we're able to sell those airplanes.
Half a mile from Cirrus's production plant is Northwest Airlines Jet Maintenance Base. It's a new facility lured here in the early 1990s to service Northwest's newest fleet of Airbus passenger jets. Northwest promised 350 jobs, but has produced more than 400, and there's a real possibility of more. Economist Richard Lichty says combined with other important developments in the regional economy, such as healthcare and retail sales, it all points to Duluth's emergence as a regional center, drawing business from three states. But it's production jobs that drive an economy, the kind of jobs that take raw materials and make them into something more valuable. And Lichty's concerned those traditional blue-collar factory jobs are at best just holding on.
Those are relatively high-paying jobs, so income per capita, wages and salaries per capita has not increased like the number of jobs and other things have. I would say that if I were to point to an area of concern, that would be it.
And of the blue-collar jobs remaining in Duluth, many pay wages lower than comparable jobs in larger communities. Nate Schilling works in a local foundry making hand tools. A part-time college student and lifelong resident, Schilling says he loses friends and co-workers down Interstate 35 to more lucrative work in the Twin Cities. And despite today's prosperity, Schilling, like many locals, remembers the hard times not many years ago. There's an attitude of economic skepticism, a belief that in this area, good times quickly fade to bad. Schilling says there's little faith that the community's ever far from shutdowns and layoffs.
A lot of people are worried about what's going to happen because there hasn't been a whole lot of stability, you know.
It's not an uncommon fear. Jobs drain across the region with every market dive in iron or timber. Despite the city's best efforts, a typical Duluthian in a mining, timber, or paper-related job may be driving the locomotive pulling taconite trains, or maintaining paper-making machines in Consolidated Paper's West Duluth Mill. Timber and taconite, according to Lichty, remain two of the traditional bases for Duluth's overall economy.
Well, we're still the tea economies, and that hasn't changed.
That's no surprise to Ann Glumack, former deputy commissioner of the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board, who's now president of the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota.
A great number of people in Duluth owe their jobs, whether they know it or not, to the mining industry. The iron mining industry in Minnesota, it encompasses hundreds and hundreds of businesses, many of them located in Duluth and the Duluth environment.
Glumack says there's a several hundred year supply of taconite in northeast Minnesota still waiting to be mined. Pending unforeseen catastrophe or new restrictive legislation, area forests should continue providing wood and pulp for the region's paper and sawmills. It may be a very long time before taconite or timber are unseated as the region's leading industries. In Duluth, I'm Bob Kelleher, Minnesota Public Radio.